Blackstone Publishing presents Praying with Paul, Second Edition, A Call to Spiritual Reformation by D.A. Carson. This book is read by Matthew McAuliffe. This book is gratefully dedicated to Mark and Connie Deaver. Preface. I doubt if there is any Christian who has not sometimes found it difficult to pray. In itself, this is neither surprising nor depressing. It is not surprising because we are still pilgrims with many lessons to learn. It is not depressing because struggling with such matters is part of the way we learn. What is both surprising and depressing is the sheer prayerlessness that characterizes so much of the Western Church. It is surprising because it is out of step with the Bible, which portrays what Christian living should be. It is depressing because it frequently coexists with abounding Christian activity that somehow seems hollow, frivolous, and superficial. Scarcely less disturbing is the enthusiastic praying in some circles that overflows with emotional release, but is utterly uncontrolled by any thoughtful reflection on the prayers of Scripture. I wish I could say I always avoid these pitfalls. The truth is that I am part of what I condemn. But if we are to make any headway in reforming our personal and corporate praying, then we shall have to begin by listening afresh to Scripture and seeking God's help in understanding how to apply Scripture to our lives, our homes, and our churches. This book is not a comprehensive theology of prayer, set against the background of modern debate on the nature of spirituality. Elsewhere, I have been involved in a project that attempted something along those lines. Here, the aim is far simpler: to work through several of Paul's prayers in such a way that we hear God speak to us today, and to find strength and direction to improve our praying, both for God's glory and for our good. This book began its life as a series of 7 sermons, preached in various settings. The sequence of 7 was delivered in only one place, the Church Missionary Society Summer School in New South Wales in early January 1990. Humanly speaking, the timing was inauspicious. My mother had died on New Year's Eve. Yet taking that wrenching step to fulfill my previous commitment served only to demonstrate once again that God's strength is displayed in our weakness. For the meetings in New South Wales were full of the presence and power of the Lord. I am grateful to my father and brother for urging me to continue with the meetings, and to Reverend Peter and Joan Tasker, and to then Archdeacon Victor and Dell Roberts and their colleagues for their warmth and encouragement.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?